Matthew chapter 4. Let's stand, please. Beginning in verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness. Folks, listen to me. Sometimes God takes us into the wilderness on purpose. Now, he has a reason for it, and we'll get to that later. To be tempted of the devil in verse 2. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, the devil, the devil said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. See, there's the first problem the devil has. There's the biggest problem the devil has. There's the biggest problem some of you have, and a lot of people in this world have, is they don't believe that Jesus truly is the Son of God. If thou be the Son of God is what the devil says. If you say that, you're associating yourself with him.
Amen.
If thou be the Son of God, if. Command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We have an every word Bible, folks.
Amen.
Every word of God. Right. Verse 5, then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him up on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, if. Cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Let me preach to you a message this morning entitled, pay attention, why some of you won't be here next year. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would take control of this vessel in this place. Every heart, every mind, every ear, that your spirit would have liberty in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Be seated, please. I preach to you this morning with a heavy heart, with a somewhat double-minded heart. You say, preacher, you're not supposed to be double-minded. I know that. I'm fighting it, and I need you to pray for me. Jesus was in the wilderness, folks. Now, that doesn't mean that he was just in a dry land or a dirty place. That means he was in a very rough spot in his life. In a very hard period of his life. Tough. Anguishing. God put him there. God put him there for a reason. I want you to notice Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights and he was hungry. His physical body, aside from being without sin, was no different than yours and mine. He suffered hunger. It was just as hungry as you would be if without eating for 40 days. You can't go with 4 hours without being hungry. We're spoiled in America, but that's another message. Simply put, Jesus was committed to the will of God.
Amen.
Committed to the will of God. It was God that put him in this wilderness. It was God's will that he be there and that he be tempted of not just a fallen angel, not one of Satan's army, but Satan himself tempting Jesus at his weakest, most vulnerable moment. Committed to the will of God. I'm talking about being sold out to what God had for him. He was committed to the work of God. God sent him to get a work done. Listen to me, folks. Don't lose me on this. Stay with me. Jesus was committed to do the work that God had sent him to do. This was not an easy task. This was not something that was go to bed and wake up the next morning and it's all over. This was 40 days. This was work. The Bible says in other Gospels that he was there among the beasts of the wilderness. The beasts, the wild animals. Not literally, but literally and spiritually. Spiritual, literal battles going on, physical battles, at his weakest, lowest moment, he is fighting to do the will of God, and he's doing the work of God simultaneously. Committed. And then, Satan shows up. I want to focus this morning... These temptations that Satan threw at Jesus are eye-opening. I think you'll understand what I mean here in a few minutes. I want to focus on the temptations that Jesus faced this morning while committed to the will of God and while committed to the work of God. Facing the worst thing you could possibly face in this life, folks, as far as evil goes, the temptations of Satan himself. The devil was tempting, listen to me, tempting Jesus to sin. The devil was trying to get Jesus to sin. Now, you say, preacher, wait a minute. Making stones bread so you can eat because you're hungry, what sin is that? I'll get to that in a minute. Every one of these temptations was for Jesus to sin. To sin. You see, Satan has one main ally in this world. And that is this, that your flesh likes to sin. I don't care how old you are. Your flesh likes to sin. You like to do what God doesn't want you to do. You get pleasure out of sinning against God. We all do in our flesh. Satan's greatest ally, his greatest partner in crime, is the fact that you and me enjoy doing what he tempts us to do. Jesus was in the wilderness in the same flesh, suffering the same weakness, suffering the same hunger and thirst, and the devil came along. Satan was trying to accomplish three things when he was tempting Jesus through sin. Sin accomplishes three things in your life, just as it would have in Jesus. Listen to me. It discredits Jesus. What do I mean by discredit? I mean it ruins his credibility. Now stay with me, folks. When you sin knowingly and you do what God says not to do, you cast a discredit on Jesus Christ. Because he saved you. He made you a new creature in Christ Jesus. He changed your heart and your life. And when you go around sinning, you're saying to everybody else that he's really not who he says he is. discrediting Jesus. If Jesus would have sinned in this wilderness, everything would have been ruined.
That's right.
He could have never said one word that anybody would have believed. They would have all counted him as a liar. Because he would have been discredited. He would have been cut off at the knees. Everything would have been wasted had he sinned. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And everybody would have said, yeah, right. You sinned. Satan was working to discredit Jesus. Satan was working to disgrace Jesus. You know what that means? That means to embarrass him. To cast shame on him. To literally disgrace him. To make him a miserable embarrassment. If he would have sinned, he would have been the laughing stock of every person ever walked the face of this earth. Son of God, yeah, right. Perfect, sinless Lamb of God, sure. What a disgrace. Are you kidding me, man? He ain't nothing but a rotten old sinner like the rest of us. And he would have been discredited and disgraced had he sinned. Every time you sin, you discredit Jesus and you disgrace him.
Come on. That's right.
People know you go down to that church. People know that you pray. People know that you read your Bible once in a while. You know that people know you. Somebody in your life knows that you're in church right now. And when you go about sinning like the rest of this old wicked world, caving into the temptation of Jesus Christ, you disgrace His holy name.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
And you're not going to be here next year. He also wanted to discredit, disgrace, but he also wanted to disarm God. Disarm God. When I say disarm, I mean take an instrument of righteousness, a tool, a weapon, away from God.
Yep.
Stay with me. Jesus came by the will of His Father to serve, to seek, and to save, and to die on an old rugged cross, to give God's grace the power and the authority to save your wretched soul.
Yep.
And if He would have sinned in that wilderness that day, that weapon would have been taken away from God. God would have been rendered powerless.
Yep.
Really? Oh, yeah. The Bible says in the Old Testament, the book of Psalms, chapter 72, that you limit God and His power when you disobey Him, when you sin. See, every one of us that have been saved so that God can use us for His glory and His honor and His will in this world. And as a weapon, as an instrument of righteousness, God has saved us. But when you go around sinning, you are taking yourself out of the hand of God and disarming God a little bit more.
Come on, preacher. Amen.
And you won't be here next year. These temptations are eye-opening, as I said a minute ago. They didn't fool Jesus, but they're fooling God's people every day.
Amen.
I mean, over and over and over again. They're deceiving God's people.
Amen.
They didn't fool Jesus, but they're fooling some of you every single second of your life.
Amen.
They're going to discredit you. Your sin discredits you. Why is anybody getting saved, preacher? I'm trying. Because they don't believe you. Because you ain't doing nothing but sinning like everybody else.
Amen.
So they don't believe you. They're laughing at you. They're laughing at your Savior.
Amen.
You're going to find out in a minute when I show you what these temptations really are, you're going to understand why I'm saying all this. Every one of us is going to be real. I tell you what, I didn't like studying this message. I didn't like it. Because I had to get right. I was intensely, severely convicted. Still am. But it is eye-opening to see how many of God's people are being fooled by these temptations. They disgrace your Jesus. And listen, when you're devoured by Satan, you're worthless to God. I said, when you're devoured by Satan, God can't use you for nothing.
Amen.
Nothing. These are very specific examples of the exact same temptations the devil is using today.
Amen.
On every one of us.
Right.
And I want to tell you, before I get into the specifics here, these temptations build on themselves. In other words, the first one is included with the second one, and the first and second one are included with the third one. They are progressive. They compound as they go. I don't want to explain what compound it means. You adults, that may be something that children can't understand. But that what that means is they just build on themselves. Okay? Each one includes the last ones. It's kind of like a credit card when you pay interest. Okay, but that's another story. Compounding interest. I don't want any more people to fall.
Yeah,
but you better listen to me today or you will. I will. Some of you will not be here next year. Some of you will not see anything of God this year if you don't listen to me. If you don't let God make sense of this for you.
Yeah,
kids, you can listen to me too.
Yeah,
very specific temptations. And I'm going to explain them to you here as we go. The first one in verse 3 says, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Say, preacher, Satan can't tempt me to do that. I can't do that. Okay, I know that. You can't do that specific thing. But here's what Satan is truly saying to Jesus. Go ahead, Jesus. Do what your flesh wants. His flesh, his body was hungry. His human side was hungry. He had not eaten in 40 days. And the temptation was, the first one, was go ahead, Jesus. Go ahead, Christian. Do what feels good.
Come on, preacher.
And he's got most of you right there.
Yeah, man. That's right.
I'll go to church if I feel like it. He's already got you.
Come on, preacher.
He's already got you! I'll go to church if I feel like it. I'll read my Bible if I feel good. He's already got you. He don't even have to go to number two. You're already duped. You're already on your way to being devoured. Why don't you just do what feels good? Why don't you just do what everybody else is doing? After all, they're all eating. Why don't you just do what everybody else is doing? After all, it's just food. I mean, you need to eat. You have to eat. That's not the point. The point is God's will was for him right then and there not to eat.
Amen.
His flesh wanted to though. God's will is for you, a child of God. Oh, I could go. This the list is long. But I could nail most of you in about the first three. Study your Bible.
Amen.
Come on. Pray without ceasing. Amen. And not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together.
Amen.
I get you right there, most of you. Some of you ain't read your Bible today. And it's Sunday. Some of you have not cracked your Bible until you walked in and let me start teaching or preaching or your teacher. You ain't cracked your Bible yet until somebody else did it for you. You're already being devoured.
Amen.
You're not going to make it. He doesn't have to try real hard. He's getting you on the first one.
Right.
I don't feel like it. I got to get up early in the morning. I can't go at night. You're kidding me. You are kidding me. I'm not talking about sickness. I understand sickness. I'm talking about you doing what you want to do because it's more convenient for you.
Amen.
You're already history. It's just a matter of time. Satan hasn't changed his methods. He's devouring people with the first one. Your flesh wants to do it. Go ahead. I mean, come on. After all, you don't need to be this and that and the other. Everybody's this and everybody's that. And your flesh wants to be it. Why don't you just do what your flesh wants? Why don't you just do what feels good? If it feels good, do it. Come on. After all, God loves you anyway.
Come on.
He's got you. He said, preacher, why are you preaching so hard? Because I'm sick and tired of it.
Yep.
Amen.
And somebody needs to wake you up.
That's right.
Because you're being fooled.
Yep.
You think you're all that. But you didn't even open your Bible this week.
Come on, preacher.
You didn't even open your Bible this week. That's your shield. That's your sword. That's your weapon. And you didn't even open it. Some of you didn't even bring it to church.
Come on. Amen.
You're already history.
Amen.
And it's not my fault. It's yours. Because you're letting Satan fool you. I'm trying to help you.
Amen. Amen.
Do what your flesh wants. Do what feels logical. It's only logical to eat. I mean, I haven't eaten 40 days. Logical.
Amen.
Do what your mind seems to rationalize. That just seems to make more sense. You're not thinking with the wisdom of God, my friend.
Amen.
You are being duped. You are being devoured. Satan is laughing at you. Don't clam up on me. I ain't started yet.
Amen.
You need this.
Amen. It's good.
I need this. I mean, after all, you are your own person. Do what makes yourself feel the best. Every one of you have had these thoughts. I mean, why am I so worried about this? I mean, come on. I am my own person. I make my own decisions. He's already got you.
Amen.
If I get up, I'll get up and go to church. If it's too cold and raining, well, maybe I'll just stay home. Are you kidding me?
Amen.
You are in a real battle. This is not a fairy tale. This is real life.
Amen.
And you're going to be devoured.
Yes, sir.
And Satan's laughing. He ain't got to go to the second one with us. Get what you want out of this life. Come on. And by the way, get it now. Turn those stones into bread and eat now. Get it now. Don't wait. Get it now. God says, wait on me.
Amen.
God said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Satan says, come on. What are you waiting for? You can put it on a credit card. You can stick it in a microwave and have it now. God, if you don't answer this prayer now, I quit. Oh, yeah. You're done.
Amen.
You're done. Satan's got your head on a platter. With Jesus, however, didn't work.
Amen. That's right.
Thank God. It didn't work!
Amen.
It didn't fool Jesus.
Amen.
Oh. Praise God for Jesus.
Amen.
So he said, okay, I got to put another bullet in the gun. Second temptation. Cast thyself down. Verse 6. If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. He took him up at the pinnacle of the temple, on top of a tall building, and said, cast thyself down. And then he quotes Scripture. What? This is where it gets good. Go ahead and do what you want, but just add religion in there to make it all right. Did you hear what I said? Go ahead and live your life your way, but just go down to that old church once in a while to make yourself feel better.
Yep.
Don't worry. Just add a little bit of religion in there and you'll be okay. I mean, he said, jump off the top of the temple headlong. Don't worry, God will pick you up. Don't worry, God will save you. Now, let's think about that for just a second. You say, that's stupid. I would never do that. That's dumb. Some of you stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning last night. And you wonder why you're half asleep today.
Amen.
That's stupid!
Come on. Amen.
And you did it!
That's right.
Oh, but I'm in church, preacher. Yeah, but you ain't going to be here tonight. And you ain't going to be here Wednesday night. And you ain't going to be here for soul winning. And you ain't going to be here for prayer meeting tonight.
Mom.
See?
Amen.
And see, Satan gets another bullet in the gun.
Yep.
Loads both barrels. This is a 3-barrel shotgun. I've never seen one of those, but Satan's got one. But all joking aside, we got a country full of religious rebels.
That's right.
We got a listen. We got a country full of religious rebels, and I don't want a church full of religious rebels.
Amen.
If that's your, I'm sorry, Ethan. If that's your idea of being a Christian, then there's the cotton picking door.
Amen.
Because I don't want it here.
Right.
We don't need it here. It ain't nothing but Satan's workings.
Yep. Amen.
Now, I'm not talking about growing and learning, but I'm talking about doing what you know is stupid and just coming to church to make yourself feel better. There ain't no place for that.
Amen.
So, here's what some Christians are doing. I'm going to dive off this temple head first, and I'm going to show that preacher that I'm right. I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to show that preacher that I'm right. I'm going to strut around like a peacock and show that preacher I'm right. Until you splat hit the ground.
That's right.
See, there's a certain thing called gravity that's a law that God has put in place that you can't break.
Amen.
Go ahead, jump out of an airplane without a parachute. I'm going to float down and the breeze in my face and I'm free as a bird. I'm going to show that preacher what he's taught. He ain't going to tell me what to do. I'll go to church when I feel like it. I'm going to free as a bird, float along, and live my life my way until, splat, you hit the ground.
Yep. Amen.
Because there's a law that God's put in place that you can't break.
Amen.
And Satan knows it.
Yep.
But you're dumb enough to believe Satan over God.
Right.
Preacher, you're being ugly now. I'm not being ugly. We're stupid. We're stupid when we listen to Satan.
Yeah, man.
We are dumber than a rock when we listen to Satan. God said, do not eat of that tree. The day that thou eat of that tree, thou shalt surely die. Oh, well, Satan said I could. That was stupid.
Come on.
Diving headlong off a temple. That's dumb.
Yeah, man.
People are doing it every day. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yep.
I'm going to live it my way, oh, but I'll read my Bible once in a while. I'll go to church when I feel like it. You're making stupid decisions.
Yeah,
you're doing what you want to do, and you're throwing a little bit of religion in there to make yourself feel better.
Mom.
You're going to splat hit the ground just like it, Jesus would have. And Satan's laughing. Laughing. Next year, when you're not here, when your kids are rebelling against you, when you're in all kinds of trouble, you kids, listen to me. God has a future for you. You're not in this church by accident. You're here for a reason. So I don't understand that. I'm just a little kid. Well, you just be patient and stay right here. Stay right here. Parents, your children need you to keep them from diving headlong off the temple.
Amen.
Parents, your children need you to be a parent,
Amen.
Not a friend.
Amen.
A parent and parent them. If they don't do what they're supposed to do, fix it.
Amen.
Or they're going to dive headlong off the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be your fault. And you know what? If you dive headlong off the temple, and I don't warn you as the pastor of this church, it's my fault. I'm warning you today.
Amen.
God is love, preacher. God is grace and forgiveness. You dive headlong off the temple, there's a law of gravity that even God can't break.
Right.
You'll fall on the floor. You'll splat your head wide open.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'll be free. You'll be stupid and devoured. You will make dumb decisions and you will splat headlong all over the floor, all over the concrete, and you will be a statistic.
Come on now.
You won't be here next year. Preacher, you don't understand. I'm in church. Why are you preaching so hard at me? Because you're taking God's word and you're making it say whatever you want it to say.
Amen.
That's it. Listen, Satan quotes scripture. Hey, he knows this book. But you know what he's done with thousands, yea, millions of people? He's got cults going everywhere. Why? Because they're taking the Bible and making it say whatever they want it to say.
Amen.
And you're doing it too.
Yep. Amen.
Jesus turned water into wine.
Come on.
Two or three are gathered in my name. There am I. I don't have to go to church.
Amen.
If a man provide not for his own, he's denied the faith and worse than infidel. Preacher, I've got to work. I've got to take care of my family. God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
Amen. Amen.
And He'll take care of your family.
Amen.
Well, preacher, I gotta put my family first. You're making the Bible say whatever you want it to say.
Amen.
And you're headlong going straight for the concrete right now.
Amen.
And you're not going to be here next week, next year.
Amen.
And Satan's laughing.
Yep.
He didn't get Jesus, though.
Amen. That's right.
He didn't get Jesus, though.
Amen. Amen.
It just makes me happy, man. Because listen, these temptations are getting the majority of Christians.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Everybody just nod. They are, preacher, you're right.
Yeah.
Every week I just about give in to these things. Yeah, I know. Me too. Because He ain't changed any. He just couldn't get Jesus, but He's getting you.
Come on. Amen.
Do what you feel like. Come on. Do what's normal. I mean, that's not normal to give all your money down there at that church. I mean, after all, you need that money for this, that, and the other. Yeah. Do whatever feels normal. 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 I mean, nowadays, they're starting to say that two men married, two homosexuals marrying each other, raising kids, is normal. Whose definition of normal are you using?
Amen. Amen.
There's a wall there. I know I'm preaching hard this morning on purpose.
Amen.
If you can't handle this, then He's already got you.
Amen. Come on.
And you're not going to make it.
Amen.
Do what you feel like doing. Want to eat? Eat. Time for supper? I can't go to church. I've got to eat supper. Are you kidding me? I hear it all the time.
Amen.
I hear it all the time. I've got to eat supper. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? No, I'm not kidding you. All the time. I've got to eat supper. I can't come to church, preacher. We're just about to have supper. Are you serious? That's what I feel like saying.
Yeah, man.
Twist the Word of God.
Yep.
Quote it even. And give yourself license to live your carnal lifestyle. Just like everybody else in this world. I'm going to preach a message, I don't know if tonight or next week or sometime. What is a fundamental Baptist?
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Most of you don't even know. But you know what really separates the fundamental Baptist from everybody else? Separation.
Yeah, man.
Separation from the world. Ecclesiastical separation, where this church did not join hands with every other church in this world. Separation in your personal life from the wickedness in the world. It's a separation that makes us fundamental Baptist fundamental.
Amen.
When everything else is still lined up, that is where the separation happens. And Satan's laughing. Because fundamental Baptists are dying to not be separated anymore.
That's right.
Fundamental Baptists are dying to blend in.
Yep.
And Satan's laughing at you.
Amen.
That's exactly what the temptation was. You do what you want to do, but just, you know, quote the Bible once in a while.
Yep.
Go to church.
Yep.
Memorize a verse here and there, and you'll be okay.
Yep. Amen.
Until you splat on the ground.
That's right.
Until you splat on the ground, kids. You're old enough to hear what I'm saying.
Amen.
You're old enough to understand what I'm talking about.
That's
right. See, I don't ever want to jump off the top of a temple and splat on the ground, preacher. No, I don't. That would hurt, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would hurt. So does sin.
Amen.
It hurts.
That's right.
Amen.
And it leaves scars that don't go away.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
And he's winning. God's word, God's will, God's work, God's preaching, God's man, God's house, and you're listening to him.
Come on.
You're listening to him. Just live your life foolishly. But mention Jesus or God once in a while to make your foolish living seem okay. It's pretty foolish to jump off the top of a tall building headlong. That's pretty dumb. But I go to church. Not for long.
Amen.
When you splat on the ground, you ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
Didn't get Jesus, though.
Amen.
Right. Hey, man! Didn't get Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Ooh, that part, that's the best part. It didn't get Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, that gives me a... That makes me want to do cartwheels, but I can't. There's a preacher who does cartwheels when he gets excited. Ooh, but I can't. I'm not going to. By the way, this ain't a circus.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what I feel like when he did that. I thought, oh, I'm in a circus? But he didn't get Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Woo! So he loaded his third barrel. And he said, I'm going to fire all three at once. And he said, okay, look, verse 9. Verse 9. All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Satan says, worship me. Here's what I'm going to do, Jesus. Okay, you got me. I couldn't get you with my first two barrels, but I'm going to load them all three. Now, here's what I'm going to do. You're going to get all you want. You're going to get everything your flesh wants. I mean, you're going to have the world, the power, the prestige, the glory, the glamour, the gold. You're going to be popular. You're going to be famous. I'm going to give you all of this. Man, just imagine what your flesh is going to love it, Jesus.
Come on.
You can still be religious. After all, you're still going to worship.
Yep.
Why do you think he used that word?
That's good.
Why do you think he used that word?
Yep.
Because even Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light, and his ministers are transformed into ministers of righteousness. Whose ministers? Satan's.
Yep.
Very religious people. Very religious people.
Amen.
Churchy. Having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. And I know I'm scaring some of you to death. But I'm trying to.
Amen.
Because you jump off that temple headlong, you're going to wish you would have listened to me.
Amen.
See, the third one gets it all there together. Go ahead, Jesus. Get what you want. Get what you want. You can have it all. You can still be religious. You can worship me. But don't worry, I'll talk about Jesus. Don't worry, I'll call myself a church. Don't worry, I'll have some version of the Bible. If you are, listen to me. If you're holding to any other Bible than the King James Bible, you're worshiping Satan.
Amen.
I said it. Mark it down. It's on recording, and I'm going to stand it until I die.
Amen.
Every other English Bible is a version of the Bible. The King James Bible is God's Word.
Amen.
Everything else is straight out of hell.
Amen.
Everything.
Yep.
And you're worshiping Satan.
Come on.
Oh. But I'm reading the Bible. That's not the Bible.
Amen.
And he's laughing at you.
Yep.
Oh, he's worshiping me. He's worshiping me reading that old stupid book.
Mom.
You're not going to make it. Because there's no power in that book, because it's straight out of hell.
Right. Yeah,
but you're religious. It's the King James Bible. It's not a version of the Bible. It's the Bible in the English language. It's not a version of the Bible. It's the Bible.
Amen.
Everything else worships Satan. I don't have time to go there. It changes Jesus to Him. Changes Jesus to He. That drives me insane. If it's Jesus, say Jesus. Well, the name above all names, see, let's take that out.
Nope.
Let's make it Him. That Him could be me. Him. You know what? Don't read those stupid Bibles. Go home and throw them away.
Amen.
You don't need to study them. You don't need to have them in your house. They're wicked.
Yep.
You hold to any other doctrine than the sound doctrine of this King James Bible. You go to any other church that teaches anything aside from this sound doctrine and this book, you're worshiping Satan.
Amen.
See, we got people all... I've been saved in that old-fashioned preaching Bible church. Boy, the Holy Spirit of God got a hold of my heart and I went down there and I got saved. But then the preacher talked about something I didn't like. I went somewhere else. And now they're worshiping Satan.
Yep. Yep.
Amen.
Better listen to me.
Amen.
I didn't want to hear all that preaching. I didn't want to change anything in my life. I see, I wanted to get what I wanted. Satan says, okay, I'll give it to you. Worship me.
Yep.
Boy, this is so real.
Yep. Amen.
Worship me. I'll give you everything. Your flesh desires. Worship me. And Jesus said, okay, Satan. No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't get Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hey.
Oh, that's the best part of this message. Didn't get Jesus.
Amen.
Thank God they didn't get Jesus. Get what you want. Power, fame, authority, wealth. Be religious, but listen, here's the third barrel. But take the easy way out. Here's what the third temptation really is saying, church. Listen to me. Skip Calvary.
That's good.
Skip Calvary.
That's good.
What does that mean, preacher? That means because Jesus died and because Jesus suffered and bled, He will one day rule and reign.
Amen.
Over all this rotten world. But Satan said, oh man, you don't have to go through that. I'll give it to you now. I'll give it to you now. Skip Calvary.
That's good.
Don't worry about all that blood. Boy, take the easy way. Take the high road, man. Come on. Get out of this wilderness. Get out of this wilderness. Man, look, He took him up where, church? To the top of a what? Exceeding high. Get out of this wilderness. Come on, man. Get out of this wilderness. What are you doing all this suffering for? Come on, man. Health, wealth, prosperity. Come on, get out of that wilderness preaching stuff, man. Come on. Worship me. And there's a church on every corner for Satan to pull you into to worship him. And to continue diving headlong off the temple. But I'm on a mountaintop, preacher. I'm praising worship. You're dumber than a box of rocks.
Yeah, man.
You are being completely deceived. Because you're listening to Satan.
Yep.
You're not dumb. Preacher, quit calling me names. I don't like that. If you listen to Satan, you can't be dumber. I'm not calling you that. I'm telling you the truth.
Man.
And if you can't take it, then you won't be here next year. You may not be here tonight. But that's not because Jesus failed. It's because you are listening to Satan.
All right. Amen.
And I'm just pulling it out to a place where you can understand it. Oh, my soul, you're right, preacher. Oh, I don't care. I don't care. Okay? Strut your peacock feathers. I'll show that preacher. And splat on the ground sooner or later. Well, not tomorrow. I'm going to be fine tomorrow. I'm going to be fine next week. It's coming, my friend. It's coming.
Yep.
Splat. Oh, he was right. You know what? It's too late then.
Come on.
It's too late. I can't put all the pieces back together. It's like Humpty Dumpty. I don't know where that came from. Fell off the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together. Whoa, that sounds like a parable almost.
Yep.
All the king of king's horses and all the king of king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. I can't put your life back together again.
Amen.
After you splat on the concrete.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, do it your way. Go ahead, get what you want. Get it now. Come on, get it now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Instant society. Instant, instant, instant. You're losing the battle. You're losing the fight. You're being devoured.
Come on. Yeah, man.
And half of you didn't even know it, but you do now.
Yeah, man.
Jesus didn't lose.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't quit. He didn't get Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I love that part.
Amen. Amen.
Satan's got most of God's people already in his chokehold. He didn't have to skip the first one. It seems good for a while, preacher. I mean, after all, I got my belly full. I'm on the mountaintop, preacher. If you're out of God's will, you are not on anything but a straight course for disaster.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And you're not going to be here much longer. I'm not preaching this because I want you to leave, and you know that. And if you believe that, then you're listening to Satan all the way. I'm preaching this to you to warn you that I see it and I know it and I've seen it before, and Satan has not changed his methods and he's winning and you're letting him. And if that's what you want, I can't stop it. But I sure would like to warn you. Bow your heads. Close your eyes. Our Heavenly Father, we are foolish people, weak, but Father Jesus won the battle. God, this morning, everyone in this room needs to get on their face and beg you to open our eyes to the temptations. Beg you to fill our hearts with our Savior's love and His power and His grace, so that we might, as Jesus, in victory, overcome these temptations. In Jesus' name I pray. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. I know we've been here longer than normal. But if that's what you're thinking about, boy, you really are already gone. I want the music to begin to play softly this morning. No one's looking around. It's so sad when people get duped into these things. And boy, I tell you, it's subtle, but it is so real. These temptations are very specific, but yet very generic. Your only hope is Jesus. If you're not saved this morning, oh, you might as well give it up. You are done for. Without Christ, you are history. You're worshiping Satan anyway. He's your father. Spiritual speaking, he's your father if you're not saved. You don't have any hope. You got to get saved now. You better run to Jesus. The rest of you that are saved and you know it, you better find a place to get on your knees. Say, oh God, get me back in your will. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Lead me back to victory through Jesus Christ. The altars are open. Stand together as she plays.